Hey, this is Ronnie from C-Spin, and you've just entered the show.
Drums, please!
It is the end of the Shell Show, and it is the summertime. Everybody's away just relaxing. Kai, she's out on special assignment, but don't worry. Turtle is here to hook you up and let you know what's been going on. We are going to, you know, sit back and talk to all the bloggers on EnterTheShell.com, and we're going to give you a little sneak peek at what's in store while everyone's, you know, out there having fun in the pools and barbecuing. If you have a nice story that you want to tell me, I don't know, just want to, you're bored, you're sitting on the pier, you're listening, you just like, hey, I need to email Turtle. Email me, DJTurtle, 2Rs at EnterTheShell.com. You know, maybe you're going to have a little carne asada. Maybe you're going to have a little barbecue somewhere. Invite me. Maybe I'll show up. How about that? How about that? So, you know, we're going to talk to Milo, Sarah, and Richard on today's show. And we're also going to have a really cool act coming on. Her name is Chloe. And you need to know what she is up to because her music is pretty cool. And you know what? We're just going to get into it. How about that? How about that? I'm just going to introduce you to Chloe. Here is one of her songs, Four Letter Fever. We'll talk to her right after this, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
No mystery when I get near you. You know I know what's in your head. Want from me more than I got to give. Oh, oh.
It is the End of the Shell Show. And on the phone with us is Chloe Kempshin. Chloe, how's it going?
Hi.
How's it going?
Going well. So far, so good.
So far, so good. We just heard...
Day by day.
Yeah, we just heard one of your songs, Four Letter Fever, right here on the End of the Shell Show. And that song... that song has such a summer feel to it. And your entire music, I want to say, just has this summer feel, which is great because right now we're talking about the summer and things that we're doing. How's been your summer so far?
Oh, my summer has been hot. My summer's been with air conditions everywhere. So it's been an expensive Con Edison summer. But it's been fun. I've been out to shows. I've been playing. I've been kind of working on Where in the Truck is Chloe reality show, which hopefully will be coming at some point soon. And Where in the Truck is Chloe .com will explain that a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been my summer. A lot of writing and working on my second album.
Cool. Now, a four-letter word, that's another way of saying love, right? Do you have a lot of people just falling in love with you or what?
Well, that's really cute because I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but...
Say it. Now you have to say it.
It leads people somewhere else. Four letters. When I say that on stage, it's a four-letter word. Nobody actually thinks love first.
Really?
Interestingly enough, it automatically goes to the curse words. Very interesting.
Yeah.
People's minds. But yes, it is in fact love, and it's my way of not actually saying love.
Are you afraid? I'm like, are you afraid of saying love? Is that it?
I like to find a way to not say it, but to say it. You know, I don't really like to overtly use the word love if I can avoid it.
Do you think?
But my
love,
songs tend to be about that.
Do you think the word love? And now we're having like this discussion on love real quick, but like, do you think love is just, you know, oversaturating the market? Too many people use it to describe things, and so you kind of want to just keep it special?
Yeah, I think it's always trying to find an original way to say basically the same thing, because nobody's, you know, saying anything that's completely out there. I mean, we're all kind of saying the same thing, but in our different ways. So I think, yeah, if you can avoid the general way and come up with a way that's a little bit more interesting, then it's always, I think, the way to go, definitely.
Yeah, you know, this song also explores the fact of, you know, a guy and girl relationship, and you know, guys, you know, we're always trying to explore and push the boundaries when we have a new girl in our sights or whatever, and we always want to, you know, some guys were very, how can I put this, just, you know what, I like you, I want you to be my girlfriend, very forthcoming, you
right.
know, within a day of knowing you, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of not necessarily a little glimpse into, you know, some things that happen to you from time to time, or is this something, what are you trying to say with this? Like, guys, don't be too quick to fall in love with girls, or what?
Well, it's interesting. It's actually this one song, because every song you'll hear from me has a completely different message, but this one in particular was at a time in my life when I basically just wanted to have fun, which should be always, but
right.
I wanted to have a lot of fun, and somebody had become very taken by me, and they kind of turned it into something that it wasn't really fast, and I kind of said, don't do that, you're going to lose me if you do that, because I'm not in that zone right now, so let's have fun, let's not make this serious, and they just kept pushing for serious, so the song kind of came out of that. I just wanted fun, lighthearted fun at that time.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a real quick break. We're going to listen to another song of yours, and that's going to be, now, I'm going to say it in English, but you say it the real way. It's basically Fly Away, but how do you say this?
It's Le Plus Haut in French.
Le Plus Haut, right?
Le Plus Haut, you got it, you're close.
All right, cool. So we're going to hear that song, and then we're going to talk about a little bit of your French, English, Spanish, because I think this song does a really spectacular job of just encompassing the way you tie all those three together. We'll be right back, more with Chloe Tetraman right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Je marchais les yeux fermés, tête bas, mon démon sur mon épaule droit. C'est plus facile des fois, donner ma langue au chat. We dance, oh life is a dance, we try to get it right. We spin around and round, there's gotta be more to life. Fly away, little bird, fly away, I'll follow you high and higher each day. Leave all that I know, no, I'll be okay. When you fly away, I will too. Even with a little devil in my arms, I will fly with you.
And we're back now with the End of the Shell Show. And you just heard, Chloe, can you please say the name?
Say the name of the song?
Yeah, can you say the name of the
song? You're going to be fluent in French by the end of this.
I hope
so. It's called Le Plus Haut.
Le Plus Haut.
Le Plus Haut.
Le Plus Haut.
You got it.
Which is...
I have faith in you.
Dude, I'm already in love with you. The song Four Letter Fever.
We're getting married on the air.
Yeah, the song Four Letter Fever is actually about me and you and our love for each other.
It's about us. I know, I love it. And then this next one's about Fly Away. We have to figure out what this is about in our dynamic here.
Yeah, which is basically, all right, jerk, now you need to leave.
Now fly away.
Yeah, now fly away. You're in love with me, now leave. So
now fly, exactly.
In that song, you know, right before the break, we were talking about how you're incorporating French and English and Spanish into your lyrics. That song best describes what you are doing. Do you find that there are some songs or actually some lyrics or maybe some sort of lyric scheme that best fits a certain language rather than, you know, just holding yourself to maybe English or Spanish, and how do you incorporate all those different styles? You know, it's really intriguing when you mix all those together.
Well, thank you. I mean, for me, it all comes from melody. So when I sit down with a guitar or a piano, I hear melody first, and then I hear kind of lyrics developing from the melody, and that'll usually dictate what language the song wants to be in. So I definitely think that, you know, I don't go into something thinking generally I'm going to write in French or I'm going to write in Spanish. So it does come from the sounds of words. So like you're saying, it is a big help to be able to write in these different languages because it just makes the melody be able to go a different place,
mm-hmm.
a place that wouldn't go in English necessarily.
Right. It kind of reminds me, or maybe it's a little reminiscent of, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the French artist Serge Gainsbourg.
Oh my goodness! Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I, you know, like when he did that song "Ford Mustang," it's like "Bum Bum Ford Mustang," you know. And so he's incorporating. He's incorporating his French, and then he has somebody else, you know, incorporate English, I can't think of the name of it, but BB initials, like something like that too.
Okay.
You know, so that's what I liked about it. It just kind of reminds me of something like that. And, you know, I love Search.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk real quickly about the pickup truck series. But before we do that, do you have your driver's license?
Oh, my God. This is such a long story. It's kind of embarrassing. But the answer is no. And I have tried about 4 times to get it. And I probably, again, shouldn't talk about this, but I have failed my driving test so miserably so many times.
Oh, no.
I'm from New York, and I live in the subway, basically. My life is completely the subway, and every time I go to L.A., I'm completely dependent on people to help me. So I'm trying. The next time I take it, I mean, I can drive, just not legally. I somehow can't follow the rules. Not good.
You like story of my life. So how do you do it with this whole truck series that you're doing?
Well, basically, the truck series is less about driving than finding these great locations in New York to kind of park ourselves. And it's all about attracting people and causing kind of a stir in New York. And it's been really great. I mean, I got on the back of a truck with my guitar, another guitar player, huge "Where in the Truck is Chloe" signs. And, you know, we basically ended up at Union Square. That turned into our home. And tons of people came and listened and bought albums and signed up for our mailing list, which is so great, because as an independent artist, I think you have to get really creative with how you're going to get yourself out there, you know. And I am not a computer person at all. If I'm sitting behind the computer for more than 5 minutes, my eyes start to go and my mind starts to go. So I'm much better in the world living, doing stuff, coming up with things. So that kind of came of my frustration with the computer.
That's how
it started.
Now you've been approached to actually, you know, and I don't know if we could talk about this, but to do some sort of reality show from this, right?
Yes. Yeah. So we're sort of working on that right now. I mean, I don't have much to say about that because I don't really want to talk about it before it becomes anything, but
right.
We do. We have great people on board, and hopefully something happens. I mean, they really love the concept, and we want to take it, obviously, and make it a lot bigger than just what I did, but using that as our main principle for a show.
Are you getting used to the cameras being on you 24/7, or are you still not used to that?
I have a thing about my right side, which people make a comment on my MySpace all the time. Do I even have a left side? Because I've always wanted people to take pictures and camera, everything has to be on my right side. So it's actually been very funny because I have to get comfortable because I have to now venture to my left side and not be so conscious. But it helps. I mean, the more you do anything, the better the more comfortable you become at doing it. So we'll see if
right.
I have a left side.
That's very Barbara Streisand-esque, you know, where she can only be
Is
shot.
It? Did she not?
Yeah, she can only be shot from like one side or
interesting.
Oh yeah, or very Zoolander, you know, where it's like very Zoolander.
Very Zoolander. That's I'm Zoolander meets Barbara Streisand. That's how I should just use that, you know, when promoting myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
So I'll tell you what, we are gonna take one last little appetize, and we are gonna talk to you about your father, and he has an interesting job, but we're gonna talk about that next. But until then, let's hear Hotter Than Sunshine right here with Chloe right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Baby, you and I like a panoramic shot of a perfect place. I'm just passing by. All I really wanted was a taste. Yeah, everywhere I go, fun is gonna make me hotter than sunshine. And everything I say has got me sounding so dumb lately. Cramp your style, but the mystery is gone. If I stay, she's your main dish and I'm your side, and you got me kinda liking it this way. Baby,
And we are back here at the Enter the Shell show. I'm joined with Chloe Tenenman. Did I finally get that wrong?
Oh my god, you're gonna get it by the end.
I am.
Tension. You're so close.
I know, but you know what? It's because I was thinking of South Park and Scotty Tenenman. And so it just.
Thanks a lot. I love it. That's my reference to South Park. Now I'm going to be compared to South Park.
Well, Scotty Tenenman, I mean, his parents did get eaten by him, and Radiohead did appear on that show, so very cool.
All right. So that's not terrible.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of a bone to pick with you. And I saw the video for Hotter Than Sunshine, which is the song that we just played. You know, so I'm watching the video. And I see this guy, he wakes up and he gets dressed. And then as he's walking out, he has his shirt and he like, what is that? A lipstick stain that he has on his shirt?
It's a lipstick stain, yep.
And what
which he chops off.
Yeah, he chops off a perfectly good shirt.
And
I was like, you can't put like ketchup on there or something, you know, or...
Yep. We went through a few shirts for that one.
Did you really?
We had to get rid of a butt. Yeah, definitely. We chopped them wrong. I mean, you have to chop them right. And we're also not cutting them. We're, like, slicing them. So it's like, the entire thing is just kind of over the top. The entire thing's supposed to be over the top. So that's why we went with slicing a piece of shirt off.
Yeah. I was like, that's a perfectly good shirt. This is ridiculous. Let's talk real quick about your father. Now, is he still a hairdresser?
No, he's actually now a film producer, and he just did a film called, which he wrote and directed and produced, called How to Seduce Difficult Women, which is kind of the story of our life at home, his life, seducing women his entire life. But he started as a hairdresser, hairstylist, and he started in France where he was born, and then he continued doing that. And at about the age of 40, he decided to do movies. So it was kind of a drastic switch, and that's what he's doing now.
So has your hair always just been Trey Fab and, like, just the latest?
Oh, my God. No. Thank you for saying that. But my hair... Funny how when you have a father who actually knows what he's doing, you don't want him to help you.
Exactly.
So I kind of rebelled, and at, like, 9 years old, I decided that nobody was going to ever cut or color my hair ever again. And it was all going to be done by me. So I've been cutting my hair since I was about 9. I probably had one actual cut. And, you know, so no, not at all. I mean, I've watched him do hair my entire life. So I've seen what he's done. But nope, never took him up on the haircut.
Wow. Do you think that there'll be a day where you'll let him touch your hair?
Probably, yes. As I get older, I realize that I don't know what I'm doing more. And I definitely, absolutely, yes. There will be a day. Soon, actually.
Soon. We're going to have to film that and be there.
my first real haircut.
Exactly.
Time.
I can just see your dad right now pull out like a bowl and put it over your head. He's like, you're going to get a bowl cut.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's all I need. He's going to take out his anger on my head.
Yeah, exactly. His frustrations and everything. So are you working on your next album or what? What's going on?
Yes, I am. I'm basically just kind of doing tons and tons of writing right now. So my focus is switched to that. For this second record, and we're looking for the right producer, and that's kind of where I am now. So it's very creative for me right now, which I love, very much love.
Now, was it on your last album you had two songs that were co-written, or where were?
Yes, I did. I had two songs. I think it was two songs. It was actually Hotter Than Sunshine, the one that you just heard, and then another one, Girlfriend. And on this one, there are going to be more co-writes. I'm liking co-writing. So there's probably going to be more co-writes. But yes, two on the last one and more on the next one.
What is it about co-writing that you like? Because a lot of writers, they just like to be by themselves and then just kind of grab inspiration and stuff like that. And they feel like a co-writer kind of, you know, they kind of impede their process. Are you very different from that? Whereas before you were against it, but now you're trying to, you know, learn the process of writing really great music. That they're helping you with that, or what's been that like?
Well, I think it just enhances, you know, when you have somebody else's opinion that you actually respect. I think it can only make a song better. And I actually did come from exactly what you said, the mindset of, you know, locking myself in a dark room, basically, with like a candle. And that's how I wrote my songs. And it was so personal that the thought of a co-write was just insane. And then I started doing it, and I started, my own songwriting became a lot better from doing that. So it inspired me to do a lot more of that. And as I kept doing more of that, a lot of those songs started to gain attention. So I thought, all right, well, let me stick with that. It's working. And now I'm really enjoying it because it just expands. For me, it's all about expanding what I do. And if writing with other people can do that, then that's what I want to do.
I love it. What can we expect from you now that, summer's almost over?
Oh, my God, that's an impossible question to answer because I don't even know. From one week to the next, I invent things. So
you invent things. I like that. Are you in like a laboratory?
I'll come up with laboratory of music because I come up with ideas all the time. So I you'll kind of have to just, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I hope you have an album, a second album soon. That's the tangible thing I can talk about. But all the other things in the works,
they're just in the
hopefully
works.
Happen. I right. just can't even talk about them because they're in my head right now. Wow. A lot of them are in my head.
That's so awesome. I'll tell you what, if you want to get in touch with Chloe, you can always hit up her facebook.com/ChloeTemption. You find her on Where in the Truck Is, which I like that. Where in the Truck Is Chloe, which it just, because I want to say fuck, basically. Or you can find her
exactly
at, right? Is that why you do
it?
Oh,
absolutely.
I love it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I love it. She's on Twitter. She's on MySpace. We're going to put all the links to her on enterthishell.com under this podcast, and we're also going to put a few of her CDs on there if you want to buy them digitally and help her out. Chloe, thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really appreciated it. Last thing, do you have any secret recipes or any sort of dip that you do for the summer, for like tortilla chips or anything like that?
That's really funny. Truthfully, I'm much better at eating other people's dips. Not a dip creator. I am so not a dip creator.
Well, get on that.
I've been, but no, I'm very happy to be invited somewhere where there's dip. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Nothing.
Fantastic. All right, so at the end of this podcast, we are going to play the full length because we've just been playing little appetizers of all of her stuff. So we're going to play Hotter Than Sunshine. So stick around for that. Chloe, thank you so much for being on the End of the Shell show. We'll have more. We'll have more anytime. Look at you. We're in love. I love it. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, we're going to have more after this.
We're in love. That's it.
I love it. That's it. Right here on the End of the Shell show.
Hey, this is Latron, and I love me some End of the Shell music news.
It's the End of the Shell show. And on the phone, we've been calling everybody that's doing stuff here with EnterTheShell.com. And we have with us Richard. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. How's it going, DJ Turtle?
I'm just here calling everybody because everybody left me in the studio. They're like, everyone's like, you know what? It's such a great summer. We're just going to leave Turtle in the studio by himself. So I'm feeling a little lonely, so I'm reaching out to everyone.
So you're reaching out?
Yeah, I'm reaching out.
You should have called me. I would have went and hung out with you and just sat there looking at you.
Just sat there and looked at
you. Yeah.
Well, what have you been up to this summer? Anything fun?
Well, it's my first summer off of no school, so I'd say that every day is fun for me just because it doesn't involve school.
So have you been drinking a lot? Is that it? To take up the time?
It's a supplement for all the schoolers.
Yeah.
A lot of wild turkey, a lot of beer. A lot of whiskey. That's just what you do. When you take away education, you add alcohol. That's what's going on with me. That and work.
I love it. Have you been getting naked lately, by the way? Just FYI.
Have I been naked lately?
Yeah.
Let me think to myself.
Richard loves getting naked. If there's ever a fun fact about Richard, he loves getting naked.
Yeah, like I said last time, it's a great party starter. But you know what? I haven't been in a while. Not just the last time when I publicly embarrassed myself, but I have a feeling it's going to come very soon.
Do you have any big plans for the summer?
Actually, at the end of the month, I'm going to go to New York be gone for a week. I'll be over there checking out the music scene and reporting for another show and see what's going down over there. Check out the tourist spots and everything. Maybe go to Rock the Bells, because when I go out there, that's when Rock the Bells is going to be out in the East Coast. So lots of stuff planned for the end of the month. Right now, just getting ready for that.
Cool, cool.
That's pretty much the highlight.
Cool. What can we look forward as far as blog-wise with you so far?
Blog-wise, well, so far it's been pretty standard, just album reviews. Me and Sarah and Milo are shopping around some ideas for some new blogs to come out on Sunday. We've got a couple of cool ideas floating around. Those are forthcoming, though. They're going to be surprises. You guys will see. I'm pretty sure at the beginning of September, you will see a new type of blog come out for us, and as well as a multitude of blogs coming out, more than one coming out on each day. It's going to a lot of stuff coming out. It's going to be really fun.
Wow. So the readers are just going to have themselves a retacular time on the show.
Yeah. They're going to love it. It's awesome.
I love it. Now, Richard, a lot of people have been reading your blogs. I just read your Arcade Fire blog, by the way, which you can read right now on airintheshell.com. I kind of had a little problem with it, and I'm about to confront you. Is that why is it everybody loves Arcade? I love Arcade Fire, and I'm guilty of this, man. I love them, and you know, whenever I hear their stuff, I think it's gospel. But nobody can write a bad review. Nobody can write, and I don't know if that's just because they're that damn good or what. What do you think it is?
Why nobody can write a bad review about them?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's just something about them. They keep it interesting. They don't stay too... they're not too... The formula for the band is a little different. You know, they got their violin and they got their accordion player and the harp player and all that stuff. So they keep it interesting with that. But even with all those instruments, they keep it kind of standard as far as... you know, making music about teenage angst and growing up and stuff like that. So it's like they have the formula to make good music, but they do it such an awkward way that it's so intriguing. And they're never really upset. They almost every song is an anthem, an epic song. They just get it done. You know, they get it done, and they do it themselves. They really don't have much outside work, so that's probably why nobody can write a bad review about them, in my opinion.
Those genius bastards, how dare they?
You know what? Those Canadians, they're all, well, the lead guy and his brother are Canadian, and they're doing something up there. Something in the maple syrup.
Yeah, there must be something. Has there been any summer album that has piqued your interest so far, or that is so far just winning you over this summer that you've been just constantly listening to?
Well, you know, one of the albums this year that has caught my attention and hasn't let down is the Black Keys' new album. And MIA's new album and the Arcade Fires were very good contenders to knock it off, but they still fall before it. But as far as the summer is concerned, those two albums they rocked my world, man. They're great albums. I can't stop listening to them.
Damn, I love it. Okay, so what album are you going to be reviewing this week?
This week I'm doing an album by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. It is their self-titled album. It's their third one. You know, I actually don't like to do this, but it came out a couple of months ago. I felt like I was running out of some good albums to review, so I thought I'd give that one a whack. And it's pretty neat. You guys should check it out. Some 70s soul rock band.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've never heard of these guys before. So I'm really interested.
Very 70s.
So you said they're how'd you describe them again?
Well, for instance, the singer, Grace Potter, she has a less raspy Janis Joplin voice.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds awesome. She just wails on the entire album. And she's surrounded by talented musicians, great basses, great guitarists, great drummer. And they just make it sounds, it's reminiscent of late 60s rock and early 70s folk rock. It's great.
Wow, they just combined those two and kind of made somewhat of a hybrid or something like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They just write ballads about love and the absence of love. And it's pretty good.
I love it. All right, well, if you want to get in contact with Richard, how can they do that, Richard?
If you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at richard@endoftheshell.com, or you can give me a call on my personal cell phone, 1-800-SPANK-ME.
Nice. I love it. All right, Richard, you continue to have a great summer, and do you have any secret recipes for the summer of anything that you would like to share?
One strict formula It's maximize drinking, minimize sleeping, and you'll have a great summer.
I love it. All right, that's Richard, resident blogger extraordinaire, a shining star, a beacon, some might say, in the End of the Shell world. Richard, so much fun having you on. Thanks again, man.
All right, I'll see you too.
All right, later. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, a little bit more craziness right here on the End of the Shell show.
Hey, it's Laura Jansen, and you can check out my latest hits on entertheshell.com.
It's the End of the Shell show, and I have on with me our editor-in-chief extraordinaire, Sarah. What's up, Sarah? How's it going?
What up, turtle?
You know, I'm just chilling. I'm calling everybody, you know, first and foremost because nobody calls me. I feel so, like, unloved.
Well, I mean, that's not going to start happening now. I mean,
I know.
This is just pity. Stop, you know, going for pity. No one likes you, turtle.
Not that
it's just because you pay us.
Now that I'm begging everyone, please call me. I'm catching up with everybody to see how your summer's been. Has there been any highlights so far, lowlights?
Well, you know, just summer's, you know, the time when I guess, you know, you got to go on your summer vacay and kind of chill out and stuff. So, I don't know, me and my family took a little trip to Sequoia, you know, the national forest, and got all outdoorsy for a while.
How'd you like that?
That was kind of interesting. It was cool, like, for the first few days, and then by the last day, I was getting all bit up by bugs, and I was tired of all the hikes, and, like, I was over nature, you know? Like, nature is cool for a couple days, but after a while, no.
Are you a city girl?
I don't know how Adam and Eve did it. I think they were just, like, humping like bunnies the whole time, and, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they got along.
are you more of a city girl than anything now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we lived in kind of like the LA area, and then, you know, I spent 5 years in San Diego, you know, another big city, more mellow than LA, but I mean, regardless, it's just, I love being in the middle of the city and hanging out and all that.
Do you have any secret recipes that you do for the summer? Like, do you have like a special like summer avocado dish or anything like that?
No, anything that contains alcohol and is in a can is pretty much my summer recipe, you know, just chill out by the pool with some beer. Maybe a little, hard liquor, you know, poolside. I mean, you can never go wrong with that, as long as you don't get too drunk and, like, fall in the pool.
Has that happened to you yet?
No comment.
No comment. What can people be expecting so far with the blogs this year?
Well, I don't know. I think for a little while I was kind of, I guess, not taking advantage. Well, I would like to now take advantage of our resources. You know, here at Enter the Shell, we have so many opportunities to give
enter
our
the shell?
Fans.
To enter the shell.
Yes. We have so many opportunities to do that. And I mean, I guess that, another highlight was that, is that just getting notices as a journalist for me, and, you know, artists sending me requests and sending, like, me and Milo stuff to listen to, and, like, here's an up-and-coming artist, and, you know, I'd really like to highlight those artists who are up-and-coming, and I'd like to give them an opportunity. You know, everyone wants an opportunity to make it, and I would love to provide that for someone. And, I mean, it was the same thing with Julia C. I mean, you know, that review that we put up last week of the album, that is... I mean, Milo knows I could not stop talking to him about that album, and it's opportunities like that where we get to discover great music that is not, you know, not out there yet, and we get to provide that for our fans. So I would like to take a lot of, that's what I'd like to provide our listeners with in the future, you know, is just take advantage of our resources and bring just more, you know, up-and-coming artists, smaller artists. We do that, you know, now with the Tuesday blog, which is, you know, providing free music, and it's a great opportunity to, you know, pick up a band that you may have never heard of and get a nice little song and get into a new band. And then also with album reviews, I'd like to help out and review some smaller artists and their work.
Let's talk about your upcoming album review that's coming up. Who are you reviewing this week?
Well, this week I will be reviewing Sia and her up-and-coming, or actually it came out a couple months ago. I'm kind of lagging a little bit on some of these album reviews. So much great music comes out, you know, it's hard to keep up. So her album We Are Born came out a couple months ago, and so I'm going to be highlighting that one and telling all you guys why, if you haven't bought it already, you need to go and buy it.
Do you think, it's funny because like music is, it comes in like tidal waves. There'll be one week where there's like three albums that you have to, and you have to like decide, okay, I need to get this album or I need to get this album. And then after that, like those albums are like, okay, maybe in 2 weeks when I get paid again, I'll go out and I'll buy a new album or I'll go back and, you know, and then you just start having this like, before you know it, you're down 10 albums that you still need to get, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Especially, I mean, I noticed that a lot with how I do the weekly album release parties. I mean, there were, I think it was maybe like a month or two ago where there was like great albums coming out every week and I was excited and it's like, man, there's not enough dollars in my checking account to get these. And now the past month or so, it's just been like, I really want to buy an album. I need my fix, but there's nothing out there that you know, I really want to, I guess, go out there and get. Those are the times that you like go to Amoeba and you go and just peruse and buy something you never heard of.
Yeah, yeah. you go to Amoeba and then they get you, man, because you start going through the used aisle and you're just like,
yeah,
well, I could spend $2.99 on 12 songs, sure. And that's how they get you.
Yeah, and then you find out that there's like a billion artists that you like in that used aisle. You end up spending $100 anyway.
Yeah, yeah, those brilliant bastards. What about the upcoming covers review? What's going on there?
Oh, well, we got a good one this week. We got a we've got a classic, you know, Georgia's state song, Georgia On My Mind. Everybody knows that, you know, Ray Charles is probably the most famous person to do that song, but it was actually written by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. They performed it first, so I'll be kind of covering that. I think they both kind of have a little bit of a classic sound, so, I mean, we'll be delving into that and, I guess, looking at the differences and the similarities and, you know, got a good classic one for y'all.
And right now, what I like is that right now you are trying to find more covers. I mean, you've showed me the list of covers that you have, and right now you want people to email you any covers that you might have missed, and how can they do that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd love to get more ideas from everyone. You can email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A, at entertheshell.com, or even just, you know, leave us a comment on our Facebook, you know, on either the End of the Shell Facebook or, you know, my personal Facebook, or even anyone. Just contact, you know, like, you know, it's kind of hard to admit, but, I mean, we kind of feel like turtles sometimes, you know, like, we want some love. We want you to get in contact with us. So just do it, you know. We're really good about getting back to you guys, and, you know, we want to love our fans up. So just contact us or contact me. Let me know what you guys want to see on the covers review. You know, we're all about making the fans happy. So
lastly, I know me and you are big Dodger fans, and the Boys of Summer. Do you think they've showed up or not?
You know, I think all the Boys of Summer showed up except for the Dodgers. You know, that's probably going to be the low light of my summer. You know, just kind of having to see that. I mean, the Dodgers are such an up-and-down team. They're mostly down, but they somehow, like, find a way to fall into the right place at the right time. And this summer, I think they're not setting us up for anything. I mean, they're not getting our hopes up. They're just straight out, we are just going to, you know, fail you the whole time. Maybe at the end they'll surprise us and, like scratch their way into a wild card spot. But we'll see. I mean, I love the Dodgers, though. I grew up with them. You know, I still remember the days when I went to Dodge baseball and I was in love with Mike Piazza and I made him a sign and everything, and I got confiscated from me, which was very traumatic for me in my life. But, you know, I love the Dodgers and I'll be with them forever. So, I mean, what can you do, you know, except just bear with them and bear with the changes, and, you know, I'll never get over the trade of Blake DeWitt, though. I'm kind of bummed about that.
Yeah. Well, there she is, our resident editor-in-chief Sarah. Contact her, Sarah, entertheshell.com, for if you have any questions or even if you want your album to be reviewed. I know we have an upcoming guest. Milo talked about her real quick, tattoo artist / singer that contacted you, and now she's going to be on the show pretty soon. So, you know, good things happen when you contact us. So
yeah, definitely. We'll give you a shot as long as you give us a shot.
Yeah. So, Sarah, continue to keep on having a great summer, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right, you too, Turtle. Have a good one, guys.
All right, more next right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
Hey, it's Emily Wells. Catch me and other musicians here on IntoTheShell.com, the best music news in cyberspace.
And you're back with the Enter the Shell Show with me, DJ Turtle. And, you know, going with this theme of seeing how everybody's summers are and just what is new with the Enter the Shell Show, I have on resident blogger to the stars and, of course, all-time music enthusiast, Milo, on the phone. What's up? How's it going?
What's up? What's up?
So, just checking in and seeing, I mean, people don't know that you book a lot of the guests on the Enter the Shell Show. I mean, a lot of people, they forward their stuff to me, but, you know, like, I don't have time. I'm getting, like, constantly just emailed all the time. So, you know, I punt it off to you, and I'm trying to see who we got coming up next, and you're the guy that's going to know everything. So who do we got coming up next? Who should people be looking forward to? And do you have any secret recipes so far for the summer?
Well, not yet. Yesterday, Sarah wrote a nice little review on a band called Julius C with their new album that's coming out in the fall called OK OK. And I'm really excited to have them on. They're going to be coming up on the 31st of August, so look for that. And also next week we'll be having a band from Roadrunner Records called Young the Giant, and they're an up-and-coming band, rock band. They're currently touring with our first guest, the Steelwells, out and about here in Orange County. And a girl that contacted us, who I'm really looking forward to, out of New York, she's a tattoo artist, and she sent me and Sarah a CD, and her name is Karen Rockower. And she'll be coming up at the beginning of September. So a lot of bands, we got a lot of bands booked, including Voice of Addiction, who's a punk band out of a Chicago. So we're definitely doing it up. We're spanning, you know, across the United States. We're not keeping it just local anymore. We're broadening our horizons with a wide variety of guests. We've had hip-hop, rock, punk, you know, so we're definitely not just keeping with the indie acoustic that I'm so into, so.
Yeah, I like how you guys, you know, for a while we were focusing on rock, and a lot of people were like, you know, what about rap and hip hop? But I like how we've sort of expanded, you know, our little genre from just, you know, music. You love music so much. What is it about all these different genres that, you know, do they have like a somewhat of a theme to them? Or do you think if you love music, you're going to like any sort of genre?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much love any type of music. My all-time specialty is 70s and 80s R&B funk soul. You know, out of there comes, you know, some of my favorite singers like Curtis Mayfield and Marvin Gaye and Gladys Knight. And, I really enjoy that. But lately, me personally, I'm kind of called towards the female voice, and I'm really into a lot of singer-songwriter type sound. So if you go through our archives, you'll find a lot of that. But I can't just stick to one genre. I mean, we gotta let our fans know about all these other great artists. So we've booked Lifter and Omega, and we had Wisdom Sound on, so we've had some rap, and I'm actually looking to get a book R&B band. I'm working on that right now, so look for that coming up. So, you know, we're trying to expand and not just settle on one type of sound. I mean, I think a lot of us that grew up in the 80s on the MTV generation were just exposed to all kinds of different music, not just one type of music, not just pop, but we were exposed to metal and rock and top 40, pop, R&B. So I think that's really coming out right now with these guests that we're booking and stuff. So,
what has been your favorite guest so far for you?
That's a good one. I really, really enjoyed, obviously, Lucy Schwartz's interview. And
by the way, you're such a whore for her. I love that, though. I don't mind that.
I guess. I guess because right now I'm really into Emily Wells. I guess that was my favorite interview. I was like a kid in a candy store just waiting to hear what she had to say, and just really excited that she came on the show and did the show with us. So I'd say the Emily Wells one by just a skosh over Lucy.
And you know what? Like, and I know I shouldn't be letting the cat out of the bag, but we're going to be doing something very special with Emily Wells. Check for that very soon. I've already kind of let a little bit of the cat out of the bag, but I'm just going to give them a little tease, and that's all the tease you're going to get. But we're doing something kind of really cool with her. And you know what? She, you know, has been my favorite artist to work for so far. I mean, not taking anything away from any of the other artists, but I just really love what she's doing and kind of how she's making her own way. She's not, you know, sticking to just one thing. She kind of does her own thing, and she doesn't kind of fit a certain genre or format. She just does what she does, and I love that.
Yeah, when I had a chance to actually talk to her for about an hour before her show, when she was, I believe, in Montclair.
Did she mention me, by the way?
Yes, I did. And she just kind of laughed and just changed the subject.
Of course, of course. My life.
But I like the fact that she's actually a true artist and she stays true to her art form. And she was talking to me about how she got signed with a major record label and that, you know, they wanted to change her sound and she wasn't down with that. So she took a while, but she actually got out of this contract with them and she's staying true to herself. So that I give her a lot of respect for that. Just because she didn't sell out like a lot of artists do. And so, I guess that's why I like the independent music scene, because it's, you know, when you hear independent music, it's generally the sound that the artist wants out there. It's not a prepackaged thing with the manager and the record label dipping their hands in there. So, a lot like Amanda Palmer, who just opted out of her contract for some of the same reasons. You know, she didn't have full control over her sound and stuff like that. So, you know, independent music is like that, because you're hearing the artist's true representation of what they want to put out there. So,
now, we're in the middle of summer, obviously. What has been your favorite summer moment so far?
So far, kind of to let the cat out of the bag a little bit more. I've been talking to Carey Brothers, and
you're such a whore for him too.
Thank you. For our birthday, he sent me tickets to go to his August 21st show at the Troubadour. So me and the wifey are going to be heading out there and hopefully getting some audio from him. But we're really looking forward to that. His album is really good. It's called, I believe, Out of Control. So it's an amazing album, and we're really looking forward to that. Other than that, just going to weddings and quinceañeras and birthday parties and baby showers, and we've been pretty busy this summer. So
yeah, well, you know, for me this summer, you know, it's been a while, but you know, I finally got back in the pool. I've just always been so busy, and like whenever I would try to get in the pool, it was always too cold. But I finally found a perfect day to just where it was like perfect, the mixture of hotness and water was just so perfect that I couldn't resist. So now I'm having a new love affair with the pool. I love it. So,
well, a turtle out of water, you can't stay out of the water too long.
Not for too long. Well, tell us about this week's Artist of the Week.
This week, we're actually looking to a band. And I don't want to give too much away.
I know, like, we've just been giving everything away right now. I love how we're like, let's keep a secret about everything. Oh, well, we'll just tell you this or that. But anyway.
Well, let's just put it to you this way. This week's Artist of the Week is a local artist. And that's pretty much it. That's all I want to say.
Any other clue?
You put me on the spot. I'm used to having these pre-written.
You're like, any other clue, and they will know exactly who it is.
Yeah. It's either a girl or a guy.
Yeah, that's the only clue you get. Well, check for it this Friday. Milo, have a great summer. Continue to just, you know, do what you do. And for any bands that want to come on the show, where how do they do that?
Go to the website or hit me up at Milo, M-A-I-L-O. It's because I'm a gangster and I don't care about spelling.
It's true. I've seen
it. So I spell it like that. So Milo at entertheshell.com. And hit me up. Send me your press kits. And we'll probably hook you up and let you be on the show and all that good stuff. And then have our hordes of listeners go out and buy your albums.
I love it. All right. Thanks a lot, Milo.
All right, then. Later.
And how about this? We're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we'll maybe talk with somebody else. We'll maybe do a little another app of tease. All that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
What's up? It's Kerry Brothers, and I just entered the shell.
Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor mate.
Back with DJ Turtle here on the Enter the Shell Show, and I think it's about that time for some shout outs. There's a lot of shout outs that we owe you, so let's get cracking with that, shall we? The first shout out that I'm gonna hook you up with is gonna be Ursula Elizabeth. Thank you so much. And people have been asking, hey, how do I get on the shout out list? Dude, all you have to do, you know, write us a comment on, you know, Facebook or on entertheshell.com, just like Ursula did, and we will shout you out and say thank you. Also, next shout out, Tom Stembridge, major stud, huge penis, I've been told, by the way. Next shout out goes to Albert Jones. Thank you so much. We're going to do another shout out to, you know, all the bloggers for doing what they do and helping make entertheshell.com such a great place. Also, Jason Smith and Josh Bloom, you guys also get a shout out. Thank you guys so much. Now, that's about going to wrap it up here, but I have not forgotten. It's time for the Demoralizer 3000, baby. Hairdresser, blogs, liquor, pool, glowy, summer recipes, vacation, enjoying life. Now the Demoralizer 3000 computes all that. It's about done. So now let's read the moral of today's show. And by the way, if you have any cool summer, you know, just stories, go ahead, email me, DJ Turtle with two R's, at entertheshell.com. Here we go. Let me get this. All right. Man, I haven't read one of these in a while. The moral of today's show is, and I quote, "Ah, summer, the season during which the prefix for every verb is get drunk and." Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much again to Chloe for being on. If you want to, you know, go ahead and hit her up. All the links are on entertheshell.com for this podcast. Also, some of our friends are coming into town. Kerry Brothers, Lucy Schwartz, Emily Wells. Go to entertheshell.com for this podcast, and we'll have all the links to those shows. And, you know, they're going to be really cool, and they're almost sold out. So if I was you, I'd get to them as quickly as possible. Next week, will Kai be in? We will see. She's out on special assignment. It's so special that I can't even tell you. But as promised, here is Hotter Than Sunshine. We are out of here. Later.
Better wipe that smile up
your face. Tell me what's the rush? I get it, your girl's at home and you needed your space. Baby, you and I like a panoramic shot of a perfect place. I'm just passing by. All I really wanted was a taste. You're everywhere I go. Finest gold making me hotter than sunshine. And everything I say has got me sounding so dumb lately. Every time that I try, giving it all I got, I stutter. I know that you're not mine. That's why you're hotter than sunshine. Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to cramp your style, but the mystery is gone. If I stay, she's your main dish and I'm the side. And you got me kinda liking it this way. Baby, you and I like a weekend trip to a faraway place. Quick fix, then goodbye. All I really wanted was a taste. You're everywhere I go. The fun is gonna make me hotter than sunshine. And everything I say has got me sounding so dumb lately. Temporary high. All I really wanted was a taste. Tell me, how can I want a guy cheating on his girl anyway? Kissing me goodnight, then going home and lying.